It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
People complain that English spelling is a mess, but as soon as you suggest specific spelling reforms, folks can suddenly lose some of that zeal for changing spelling.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Anne, it sounds like we're a bunch of complainers facing a no-win spelling situation. Why the resistance to change?
Well, I think in the end, people are quite attached to the spellings that they know. They've spent a lot of time learning those spellings, and we like the way they look, or we're used to the way they look. So when people suggest something like dropping the final silent E so that have would be spelled H-A-V instead of H-A-V-E, people suddenly say, oh no, H-A-V looks terrible. Don't do that. Or people will say in the abstract, we should spell words the way they sound. And then you say, great, so let's spell dogs, D-O-G-Z. And people say, no, I didn't really mean it. Don't spell it that way.
Well, where's the happy medium then? What do we do?
Well, what's remarkable to me is that there have been efforts in the past to change spelling that have succeeded. And the most famous of those is Noah Webster, who, when he created his American Dictionary in the early 19th century, he believed we should have an American language, and part of having an American language was to have American spelling that would be different from British spelling. So we have Noah Webster to thank for some of these British-American distinctions, like spelling theater with E-R instead of R-E.
Color.
Color with O-R instead of O-U-R. Defense with an S-E instead of a C-E. Or realize with a Z instead of an S.
We're so independent.
Well, that's exactly right. It was a very patriotic project to say we're going to have American spellings. And remarkably, it worked. But then in the early 20th century, the Simplified Spelling Board suggested a set of new spellings, including some spellings where it would be a word would be spelled the way it sounds, like missed, as in I missed you, M-I-S-T. Teddy Roosevelt was a fan, said, we should do that. And he was ridiculed for that support. And clearly those spelling reforms didn't happen.
But others did. And a big one that everybody knows is through, T-H-R-U. And that's not just from texting. That's been around for a long time. Do we have McDonald's to thank for that?
Well, it's interesting to know, to try to think about whether that will make it. It still, I think, feels pretty colloquial to people to spell it that way. There are some spelling reforms happening around the edges. So I noticed donut spelled D-O-N-U-T, a simplified spelling, or light, L-I-T-E, for things that are low fat. So we're getting these little spelling reforms around the edges. I do think through, T-H-R-U, or though, T-H-O, have some potential for slowly making their way into more and more formal usage.
Well, Anne, that gives me something to think about tonight, T-O-N-I-T-E. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Rena.